This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Are you cold, Jazz?
Yeah. Do you know what? I need to get an electric blanket ASAP. Mm-hmm.
Like, Very nice.
Yeah, I've really been wanting to buy one, but do you know what it is? It's like, I think I should be buying it in the summer and then I'll get a cheaper deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because now when I look at them, I'm like, this is £50-60. Like, what?
Oh, Jess, that's the cheap ones.
This one, yeah. See it.
No, no, please, Jasmine, get it. Because honestly, you will feel the warmth. Like, you won't even need to leave it on for long. Like, even if you leave it on for like 30 minutes, sometimes the heat kind of like fills the room, basically. I say fills the room, fills the bed.
My microphone was acting weird again. But yeah. So, you know the one that you got? Have you got the throw one or have you got the one that's like, you know, you put it underneath your fitted sheet?
Well.
In your bed.
So the one I have here, I think it's like a blanket.
Mm.
But in this home, it's an all-purpose one. So when I'm working from home, put it on my feet. When I'm sleeping, I put it at the bottom because it's quite short.
Yeah,
it's like, imagine like a little blanket.
Mm.
So I put it on my feet, like across my feet when I'm sleeping. Okay. And like right now, it's on the floor around my feet, but it's not on. I'm just using the leftover heat that's from earlier. Yeah, I think it's worth it because it's so funny. Because even yesterday, I was thinking, oh, I need to get a bigger one because this one's quite small. I'd love to get a bit, but yeah, you're right, it's there. Because I think this one is small, and I think it cost me at the time £40.
My gosh.
And now, I actually think it's gone up to, let's see.
Yeah, where did you get it from?
Amazon. Oh, yeah, that was another thing I wanted to say. Please don't get it from TikTok Shop. Because I've been seeing, you know, some people, they get stuff from TikTok Shop. I don't know if I sent you the video. This guy, he got like a light from TikTok Shop.
Oh, yeah. The, what's it called? From Temu.
Yeah, and it drained all his electricity.
Crazy, so, isn't it?
Yeah. Get the Amazon one. Oh, no, it's still £44. Okay, yeah, I got it for £44. Is that how much I got it by the time?
Yeah, I'm going to have a look. I'm going to have a look. Cause,
wow, I even got it for an inflated price. You don't even want to know.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got mine for 60, and now it's on it's around for 50 now.
Oh, bloody hell.
44 even.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna get one. I'm gonna treat myself because this week is supposed to be like really, really cold. I saw it's going down to like -3. I was like, huh?
But then I'm seeing the rumors that it's gonna be -15 degrees. How are we gonna cope?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, every time I see those kind of figures, I'm like, that's no way. Yeah. I'm like, if anything, that's like maybe in Scotland, but it can't reach -15 in London. We wouldn't be able to go anywhere. This London stops for what, 1 degrees sometimes.
Yeah, it's true.
A -15, I don't know what we'll do. Wouldn't cope.
Leaves on the tracks.
Yeah, leaves on the track is stopping London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Mm. But we'll see. Oh boy.
I wanted to talk about group chat etiquette.
Okay, yeah.
What annoys you about WhatsApp group chats?
Do you know what it is? Sometimes I'm guilty of it myself. Mm. Like, you know, sometimes you think, oh, I'll get back to this group, but there's someone in the group that you have, what's it called? That you have another chat with.
Oh dear.
And it's like sometimes you reply to the group before you reply to that person. And it's like, oh shit. Like,
oh yeah.
I wasn't airing you, but yeah, I was working through my messages kind of thing. So it's only that sometimes, but group chat etiquette. I think it's unnecessary pictures.
Is it?
Are we sending so many pictures? And I don't mean, okay, let me add context. The context is, yeah. So like my mom and like her friendship group, they have a, what's it called? They have like a group chat. My mom is actually like, her friendship group is actually goals. But yeah, so they have a group chat, and it's kind of like loads of people. I would say like maybe 15 or something.
Wow.
Mostly including like me, my sister, blah, blah, blah. Cool. So we're all in the group and they're on it.
Cause what, your mom's group chat has their kids as well?
Yeah. So it's like,
wow, this is serious.
Because we've all like grown up together. So like, because they've been friends from when they were young, they grew up together. Obviously all their kids have kind of grown up together as well. So we're all in this group chat. And so I've not been in this group chat for years, and I was fighting for my life trying to get in this group chat. I'm like, why am I not in this group chat? I don't understand. People are asking me, oh, Jasmine, are you coming to this? Oh, I didn't even know about it. Oh, but you should have been in the group. You should have known. Okay, cool. So now I'm finally in this group chat. Bad. Bad. Bad.
Guys, do you know how funny Jasmine is? Do you know where that's from? That's from the Gorilla Guru girl, where she says, bad, bad, bad idea.
Yeah. So I'm finally in this group, and I'm like, these lot are coming in.
Oh, no.
They...
Wait, I mean, you wanted to be there.
I know. So my mum was like, we told you. Like, okay, cool.
So they're even saving you. Oh, dear.
Yeah. So I've definitely muted the group. But, yeah, they are hot on it. Like, the... You know, like the good morning pictures.
Wow.
Yeah, good morning pictures, good evening, grand risings, all of that. All of those pictures are in my photo album. So yeah, that's the main thing. There's so many stuff, like I'll go through my photo album and I'll be like, where did this come from? And then I'll click on it and I'll be like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's really? Oh my God, you need to take off. You know, on WhatsApp, you can actually deselect.
Yeah, I think is it, you can saving. But can you do it for one group, or is it,
oh wow,
all of them? I'll have to check. I'll see.
Yeah, maybe, hopefully you can, because that sounds wild. Yeah, my dad sends a lot of that kind of stuff. My mom as well, to the family group chat, a lot of funny pictures, like,
yeah.
It's a lot, like, damn.
Yeah,
but I feel bad airing it, because I'm always the one applying. I'm just like,
yeah, the thing is, I think the group is big enough for me not to feel bad.
Oh, that's all right.
And obviously, my sister's been in it for way longer than I have, and she doesn't reply. So I'm like, okay, if she's not replying, it's calm. But yeah, I mean, it's sweet, it's nice, and it's good to see, because I'm like, maybe this is the community that we're missing. Like, this is actually a community here. But yeah, obviously, if I feel like if I was to do this with my group of friends at this age, I know y'all would open up some side chats behind my back and be like, what's going on with Jasmine?
Oh, God forbid. No, that is really cute, though. That is really cute.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really cute. But yeah, I was just like, damn. Damn. How about you? What's your pet peeves?
I would say, okay, one thing I don't like, but you know me, I take things to heart. Obviously, I know people don't mean it, but if I'm constantly getting blue ticked every single time I talk, I'm not talking in that chat ever again. And I mean what I said.
And I said what I meant. Yeah.
I at least won't be the person to start a conversation. Definitely. It'll never be me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I hear that.
There's some traps that I'm just like, I look at it and I'm like, oh, maybe I should chat. No. And I know it's petty, but it's like, I don't like that feeling of, you feel like you're bothering people. No, it's okay. So yeah, and but then it makes you think, maybe like, am I a bad person because I'm letting the chat go redundant? But it's like, there's many people that, let's say there's like 10 people in the chat, there's 10 other people that could be adding to the chat. Why is it always me having to start it?
Yeah,
so yeah
I hear it. Another thing that makes me a bit I wouldn't say nervous, but you know, like when a group chat is created for a specific purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's say a group chat is created for someone's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the birthday comes and goes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like...
I think it's down to the person who started it to be like, oh, hey, thanks, guys. See you next year. Then just delete it.
Yeah, that's what I think. But most people don't do that. So
oh,
I'm just like, oh, I hate to be the first to leave, but...
I had a friend from school who was very strict, and she would leave it, bam.
Is it
the next morning?
Like,
bam.
The next morning,
so-and-so
gone.
Is gone.
Yeah.
So this is, and then it leaves the room for everybody else to leave one by one.
Yeah.
I remember last time there was a chat like that, and when she left, the last person who actually started the group was like, "Oh, I guess we're all leaving then."
Oh, awkward. Gosh.
I don't know if it was like funny, or kind of like where y'all going, but it's kind of like. Let us go.
Yeah, let us be free. Yeah. So that's another thing. I'm a bit like, oh, what's the correct etiquette for that? Is it? I think personally, the person should be like, oh yeah, like, you know, thanks for everything, guys. Da, da, da. Obviously, feel free to leave, because
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna delete the groups, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it is. And then yeah, that's it. But I don't know. Maybe, I don't know, you can just leave it. Because remember,
no,
WhatsApp used to announce as well when someone left, but now they're a bit more discreet.
Is it?
Yeah, you can leave. Like, if you click on the group, you'll see that someone's left. But before, it used to actually notify you that someone's left.
Notification. So-and-so has left the group. How shocking was that when people would leave groups? It was like, oh my God, like, she's actually left.
Yeah.
Wow. She's done. That's crazy. That's crazy. It's like when friendship breakups and someone leaves the group, like, yeah, I'm done with y'all.
Yeah.
Really
I can't
now.
Even imagine that, you know.
Could I do it? Have I even done it? I think I've done it before.
Really?
Actually, I've left groups, but then I've also said it respectfully.
Oh, is it?
I can't even say the situation.
Oh, you can't say.
Can I? Yeah, I probably can. Okay. So, I said it before on the pod. So, a friend from school was getting married. And told two of our other friends, but didn't tell me. And our other friends were like, oh my God, so-and-so's getting married. We're so excited. Let's make a group chat. Let's sort things out. Let's make her a little party. Let's give her a little gift. And I was like, I didn't know she was getting married. But the thing is, people don't owe you anything. Yeah, we were a friendship group, but sometimes I just realized, I take that back. People do owe you something. If we're friends, you do owe, like, I'll get onto that in a little bit. People do owe you something when you're friends. And it hurt me, but then I'm just like, do you know what? It is what it is. It's life. It's whatever. And maybe they had their reasonings. Maybe they wanted to keep their wedding short. Maybe they wanted to keep their wedding small. I don't know. Whatever. So I said, guys, love you loads, but I'm going to leave the group chat. I don't want it to be awkward. I know it's going to sound really awkward and stuff. I'm just going to leave because I wasn't invited. So I don't be here.
Yeah.
So I just left.
Mm.
But that's kind of like, respectfully, I'm leaving. Peace.
Yeah.
I hope that wasn't like, and I still hope that didn't come across like, oh, wow, she's petty because she left because she wasn't invited. But because it's like, it wasn't.
And I think your reasoning was extremely fair. Like, I don't think anyone could fault you for leaving that group. Do you know what I mean? That's it makes sense. Oh gosh. Yeah, sorry, you was gonna say you're gonna get onto like people owing you stuff in friendships and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So I saw this TikTok and this girl was like, oh my God, my friend closed on her house and didn't tell me.
Okay.
She was like, you know, we just hung out the day before. Why am I finding out through social media? And I was like, I think that's where I draw the line. How can you be finding out stuff from social media?
Yes. I also saw another video. Sorry, it's not a segue, but it kind of adds to it. There was another video I watched the other day, and like a woman had been married for 6 months.
Oh my God, yes.
Did you see it?
Yes.
And she was telling her close friends, like, oh, we're already married. And I was like,
I don't like stuff like that. I don't like stuff like that.
I was like, this is weird. And you would, like, I think if my friend did that to me, I don't know if I would be able to hide it.
Nor could I. I'll just be like, why the fuck did you do that?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I would be even more annoyed if it was only me that found out, like, later.
Late.
If it was just me. But because it was, like, all of them, it's kind of like, you can tell that this is, like, a thing that she's done because it's not to do with her friends. But then it just makes you feel like, so you didn't want to share this with us?
Yeah,
Like,
I just find it so, I'm sorry, Like, I tried to be a non-judgmental person, but in this situation, I judged because I'm like, in what situation would you not want your good friend? Like, this isn't, it's not like she announced to extended family, oh, I've been
No,
married.
these were her besties.
These were her besties. I can't imagine like getting, well, obviously the engagement they probably knew about, but getting prepared to get married, the dress, the hair, the makeup, the all of that, all it takes to get into to have a wedding or to get married, and I've hidden that from my closest friends.
No, sorry, no.
I
No,
can't
no.
understand it.
Because, and the thing is, I do get the sense where it might be like, oh, she wanted to, keep that, like, have a low-key wedding. So maybe they didn't want to have a lot of people. Maybe they eloped or something like that. But, like, I still feel like even if you elope, if I eloped, I'm telling you the next day. In fact, actually, I'm lying. I'm telling you if when I do it anyways. Like, I'm telling you, oh, Jazz, I'm thinking of doing this. Like, and,
Like, you have
like,
to think, Vic, your closest
nah, I
friends, and you're
couldn't do
telling
that
me
to you. There's no way.
you're telling me you can't, like, not like something in you was like, no, I'm not gonna tell them. And not just I'm not gonna tell them for a day, I'm
Six
not gonna tell
months.
you for 6 months.
And it's also the secrecy of like, haha, I got married, you didn't know. It's like,
Why?
what the
Yeah, it's
fuck?
just a
What?
why. I would have
What?
so many question marks.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? You know, like with friendship sometimes, it's almost like if this is how you see me, then I'm scared. Do you get it? Because that means you see me as an op, or like you can't trust me, or do you know what I mean? So sometimes it's like what you do to me shows me what you think of me. I can't
Yeah,
explain,
because to
but
me it makes me
yeah.
feel like you think I'm gonna do juju on
I'm
your wedding.
evil eye.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. Definitely, definitely. I completely hear that. I completely
I
hear
found
that.
that so weird.
But the thing that finished me is the fact that the girl made a video, or the girl told her friend, and then she made a video and uploaded it to TikTok. So it's kind of like, oh, this is content for the whole world is finding out
So they're
I'm
finding
married
out with everyone
essentially.
else, really.
So this is more, it's more funny content for you lot to see that my friends didn't know. I don't know. It's not for me. It's not for me, dog. I wouldn't. I'm not a fan.
I wasn't a fan of that at all. I do also find the contentification. I definitely have just whatever, but of everything is very bizarre. Like sometimes when I really think about stuff, I'm like, ain't it so weird how we've sexified going shopping? Or like when I think about the fact, like I know it was a joke on Twitter and stuff, but you know when people are saying, oh, how are you taking a tripod to Target? But it's like people are actually like making aesthetic videos about shopping and stuff like that. And it's like and I feel like a lot of people, it's not even just to do with like shopping and stuff, it's like interpersonal stuff. I find a lot of people are making content out of their very, very personal and intimate circumstances. And the amount of people that are, I don't know, like some things are jokes and banter, but there's some things I'm like, this is online forever.
Yeah, digital
Even if you
footprint.
decide to delete this one day,
The stitches are still there.
the stitches are there. People have saved the video, screen recorded the video. You might find yourself on Twitter at some point, and the internet never forgets. That's the one thing. So it's like, yeah, you say this, and yeah, it might be funny, it might go viral, but
Was
now
it worth it?
in 5 years' time, when you're looking for a job and they ask you for your social media, or if they type your name in, they're
Yeah.
gonna associate you with this particular thing.
Because I'll never forget the video of the guy humping a fridge.
Oh my gosh, that's so disturbing.
And people like stitching and be like, what if your workplace see this? Because they're going to be scared for the work fridge.
It's true. It's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. The need to go viral, I think, is a disease. It's
But is it we're just living the thing
scary.
is I feel like it's one of those things where people don't see they're doing anything wrong because everyone's doing it. Everyone's making content about every single thing they're doing.
Yes.
Every single thing they're doing. So, like, even when you take, like, wedding stuff, people are doing, like, content, like, you know, every single aspect. Oh, come with me, wedding shopping. There's nothing wrong with this, but, like, come with me to see, I'm showing my mother-in-law what my wedding dress looks like. Oh, come with me to do this. Come with... And even the rise of, like, content creators for weddings, which is good, you know, people, you know, that I like that because it means there's more jobs for people to do.
Yeah.
Creating more jobs. But it's kind of like every aspect has to be online. Like aspect. And how much do we get glued to that? How much do we get attached to that? Where it's kind of like, oh, I didn't really get good pictures, so that wasn't a good day. Or I didn't really get good content for my wedding. Or like you don't like it, so you're kind of like, oh, I didn't look that good. Or, oh, we could have filled that again. And it's kind of like everyone's become a content creator in a way.
Yeah.
Where we all want content. It's even the word content. We don't even post pictures online anymore. It's content.
It's true. It's true.
And it's I'm guilty of it as well. I'm guilty of it
me,
as well.
Yeah, me too. Like,
but you're right, everything is.
Like, my day-to-day life, and that's not to say I should be posting it, but I feel like, oh, this picture isn't aesthetically pleasing as I would like it to be. So I'm just not going to post it.
I hear you. Aesthetic is finished all of us. Because we look at the most normal things that we do on a day-to-day basis and we're like, oh, I'm not posting that because there's not a Dior book on my table.
Mm.
So I can't post this coffee that I'm drinking. It just looks a bit too bare.
But
even like when I look at how much people... There was a creator who was saying how some people post too much of their children where they're basically just milking them for money online.
Mm.
And sometimes I see some kids... Especially like mixed race light kids.
Yeah.
People, they will go viral. There's two families I have in mind. They'll go viral and the parents will post every single aspect of this child.
Mm.
Like this child could just be eating a croissant. The mom has now got a camera in the child's face. And the child looks, the thing is, I don't fucking know, but people are saying the child looks moody, right?
Yeah.
But the child might be thinking, get this damn camera out of my face again.
Yeah.
Child's gone viral for that. People are like talking all sorts of stuff. Then you even have people diagnosing the child. I'm thinking, nah, because you can't. The amount people post about the child actually scares me. Like, I'm thinking, are you not scared?
And even when people say stuff like, oh, you know when people are like, oh, like, aren't you, like, can you see how many bookmarks or people have saved your child? And it's like the parents not saying anything. I'm like, do you not?
Because they just think that's a good indicator to show brands that, hey, work with us again. Or it shows them a good indicator of, okay, people do like this content. And it's like, obviously, I don't know fair monger, but it's like, I just think that some people, the amount they post about their children online, for when you're showing your child's school badge.
Yes, like, that... That scares me. Like, please, please don't show me your child's school logo. Please. That is terrifying.
Mm-mm.
But also, what was I going to say? I've also seen it from, like, the other perspective and things that I haven't thought about before. But, like, obviously, from the child's perspective, all they see is phone, phone, phone in their face. Phone, 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 phone. And I'm just like, this is not a way to live. Imagine your first steps, phone, 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 phone. Like, I get why parents like want to have these things on camera, but at the same time, it's like, the people like me, the consumer, the people that are watching it, we don't matter. Mm. It's not us that matter. It doesn't matter if, I don't know, you really wanted to film, I don't know, you guys getting ready to go here today. If your child is not in the mood or not feeling it, please don't force it. Because you know, you see those family vlog channels and sometimes they slip up with the editing and you'll see that the child is vexed. The child is over it. The child is like, I don't want to do, like, no, like, you know, they're getting irritable, stuff like that. And the mum is trying to convince them or the dad is trying to convince them, like, no, let's continue. Da, 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 da. We have to do this. We have to do that. And I watched the video. Sorry, I just keep, my thoughts keep changing. I watched another video and it's like a woman stitched like a family vlogging channel. And I think the mum had said something like, oh, we're going on holiday, so we're not going to record as much content or something like that. So I asked the kids to record. I think she said, we're going to record content maybe for the first 2 days and then the rest of the time we're going to relax.
Mm-hmm.
The person that stitched the video calculated that they made 15 videos in, like, content videos in 2 days.
Oh my days.
Kids that were, you know, under 10 years old.
So they're working?
They're working.
Okay.
Working. And I'm like, this is not, like, who is this for?
Mm-hmm. Even, I don't know. The whole thing's a bit weird, Jazz. Mm. The whole thing's really weird.
It is really weird.
I also saw a woman who said that a woman had a content diary for each time they post each type of video.
Yeah.
Like, they had a schedule. I'm like, why?
It's a lot.
Are you people paying these children?
They're not. They're the ones being paid. And I think I was just going to say, I think how they justify it is that they're like, well, obviously, if we're, like, we're living a better life because of it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. And it even makes me feel a bit bad vibes. Mm. Because sometimes I see some of these content with the kids. And there was one video that got like 1 million likes on TikTok. And the kids were just laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? And it makes me, maybe I'm evil. Why has this got so many saves? What is going on?
I think sometimes I just get in this mode where it's like I'm over analyzing the stuff that I'm watching, but it's like I'm really thinking, like, how did we get here? How did we get to the point where this is, you know, like, we're putting a child's well-being or privacy or whatever to the side?
Mm-hmm.
It's questionable. Like, you know, there's some things that are cute, like, you know, that what's her name, Baby Roo, I forgot what the name of the channel. Like, you know, what she eats and stuff like that. Like, that's really, it's really, really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like her privacy is invaded as such. I do still think, like, this baby is just seeing a camera every time she eats. But at the same time, you know, we don't really know much, or me personally, I haven't really seen many other types of videos. It just seems like, okay, she's sharing with us what she feeds her child, which is probably even useful content for people. But other stuff where it's like, I don't know, I'm watching your child on the way to school, I'm watching them, you know, it's just like, why am I feel like I don't need to see this.
Yeah.
But yeah, hey ho, could just be me.
No, I agree with you. I finally watched Harry Potter, so I have to apologize to Jasmine. Because maybe I did cuss you once for being a Harry Potter nerd or something like that. Maybe, I don't know. Did I?
No, I don't think you did. But you were very much like, I ain't watching this shit, basically.
I just felt like it was too much. Like, I just felt like the whole Harry Potter people then were doing, it was doing greed. Because how do you have eight films?
Yeah, or is it seven? One of the two. I think it's seven. Yeah.
I just thought that was greed. And I also felt like them doing a pre-sequel. Is it pre-sequel? Prequel, oh,
yeah, the prequels, yeah.
I was like, is this not greed?
Yeah.
But I sat down, I watched it, and I was like, do you know what? This is actually really good. And I wished I watched it when I was younger. Because you actually do grow up with Harry Potter and them lot.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I see why you lot were crying when the last one came out.
Yeah. Harry Potter and them were my niggas. Oh, they were my dogs. Yeah. Because the way it sort of came out for me was, I think I was in year five or year six, and we had Harry Potter in the library, and I was able to take it home and read it. Somehow I still have that book from primary school. I know I didn't give it back.
You didn't return
it? And I don't know I don't know how they didn't ask for it back either, but I still have it. So that was the first time I read that book. And then I think a couple years later is when the first film came out, and literally I've been watching it. I watched it as it came out in the cinema as I got older. And even when I was in labor, I was watching Harry Potter. That was the thing that calmed me down. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's their comfort film.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like, whenever I'm like, oh, I feel a bit bored, I feel a bit like mellow, whatever. I want to watch a comfort film. I'll choose one of the Harry Potter ones. Which of the films was your favorite?
I would say the first three, and then maybe the last one.
Mm. Yeah.
So when it got to the first three, I was like, no, this is really, then I started to say, ah, this now becoming life of its own. Like, we're doing a lot here. For
And
me,
it started to get dark towards the end as well.
Yeah, like people are really dying. So I think one of the reasons why I found Harry Potter so confusing is because I used to watch Lord of the Rings at the same time.
Okay.
So I used to get confused with all the characters. So
yeah.
is his name called Dobby?
Yeah, the little elf, yeah.
So what's the guy from the Lord of the Rings called?
Oh my gosh. Did he have a name? Precious. He used to say my precious. What's his name?
Gollum.
Gollum. That's it.
So I used to confuse them too. It was a confusing time for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I know the difference and everything. Even I should even say spoilers now because, you know, if someone comes and says, I ruined Harry Potter for them. When Dobby dies, I said, wow. But also I said, where did you go?
Yeah.
Because he was away for a bit.
Yeah. He was being free, innit? He was a free elf.
Oh, right. I got you. Okay. Where have you been to Harry Potter World?
No, but it's literally been on my list to go to for years now. So yeah, it's definitely on my list.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm not really a Harry Potter fan because I have no desire. But
But
maybe...
You know them people that actually go to King's Cross?
Yeah, Jasmine, that's when I thought... I don't...
That's too far, even for me. I'm a real stan, and that's too far.
I think we should stop because people actually do that. People are telling me, when I put on Insta stories, people are telling me that that's what they're doing.
I don't know. But yeah, the stuff that's on my list... Obviously, I really did want to go and watch it in theatre.
Oh yeah, okay.
But it was so expensive. It was like £200 plus.
Oh, and I was just like, greed.
Yeah, I was like, I can't, like, I just can't do it. Like, I can spend £200 on many a thing, but I just don't know if I can do that on Harry Potter just yet. I'm not that financially comfortable yet. But maybe one day. So yeah, that and the Warner Brothers thing. I want to do that, the studio tour, and like,
oh, is that Harry Potter World? Is that in Warner?
Yeah,
Brothers?
Harry Potter World. Yeah, I think it's Warner Brothers, but it's like somewhere in Hertfordshire or somewhere like that.
Oh wow, they got one in the UK. I thought it was in Florida.
Yeah, unless it's called a different thing, the one in
no,
Florida.
It might be.
But
it might be because...
but there's definitely like a studio thing, tour thing to do over here. Yeah.
That makes more sense if it was
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. But I'm glad you watched it. I'm glad you watched it. And
it's
finally...
making me think, oh, sorry. Oh.
It's all right.
It's making me think, what other series should I watch? But
Have
I
you
might watch her. I might watch Mamma Mia.
And I know, I know what you're going to say already, but I want you to watch Vampire Diaries.
Absolutely not. From when you're telling me that they made a black woman, they gave her the worst plot in history, I'm not enjoying that.
No, but the thing is, you'll enjoy it until it gets to that point. And also, there's like a spin-off as well called The Originals, which was also really, really good.
Oh, yeah, I remember you spoke about that, yeah.
Yes. I think that's one thing. Like, you see how it took you a while to watch Harry Potter and you thought, oh, actually, yeah, maybe I could have watched it sooner. I feel like with Vampire Diaries, you'll probably say the same thing. Because when I watched it, I was like, I wish I watched this when it came out.
Okay, let me watch it. Because
yeah,
Twilight was just okay.
Yeah, no, Vampire Diaries is much, 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 much better than Twilight. Yeah.
And the thing about Twilight is, I at the time, I knew it was just okay. Like, it was just okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll watch Vampire Diaries. I'll watch it then. Okay, let's talk about The Traitors. Sorry, guys, if you don't watch The Traitors, please skip. Please skip. Yeah. Spoilers for The Traitors, please skip. Please skip. Okay, where should we start?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot to unpack. There's a lot to unpack. And the thing is, with me and Vic, like, we unpack it when we're watching it as well. So
every night, yeah.
Yeah, so we might skip over things because we think we've spoken about it already and this, Danielle, but... Be patient with us. Okay.
Wednesday's episode. Who left again?
So Wednesday's episode, I think Brian left. So Amt.
Okay.
Amt.
Amt. Amt. Amt. Amt.
Yes.
Yeah, so Sam, why did you do that? Hey, as Jasmine said, he nearly got away with it. because nobody was.
He was not on anyone's radar. All they did, sorry, but all they did was say he was a sheep, and that set him off. That set him.
Who said I'm a sheep? Amt or Amt? Who said that?
Man. Too funny. I've never seen someone like do an on-goal like that. Mm-mm. Ever.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, so he left. I think that episode was quite tame. Obviously, mm-hmm. Ash went back to the traitors and was like, what the fuck, guys? And I feel like she did kind of... Yeah, I feel like she did let them off kind of lightly. I do feel like secretly in her head, she was like, okay, I don't trust these lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they should have been pressured. Like, nah, you need to explain yourselves. Because
I think she should have called them fake. That's
yeah, there was no need to throw me under the bus that early. Mm-hmm. They could have diverted it to anybody else at that point. Mm-hmm. There's so many people they could have shone a light onto, but they chose not to.
She's not playing it well.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And do you know what? I don't think she should have been the traitor. I think she should have been a faithful.
Yeah.
But I feel like even if she was a faithful, I think they would have got her out as a traitor. Because yeah. She just seems very... She's quite animated, but she's also seems quite friendly. She's talking to everybody. And for some reason, I think that they see her as a bit of a threat.
Yeah.
Or a little bit of an underdog.
Mm.
They would not use those words. They would just say that she's not a good traitor or a good faithful, yeah. Whatever they would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got her out swift. And I feel like with people like her, she doesn't know how to lie. Yeah. Even white lies. She couldn't tell white lies. She was quite nervous. So I don't think they did the best job putting her as a traitor.
Yeah. And I do think as well, and I'm not gonna sit here and say that this was anything to do with it, but I feel like this show, it is a reflection of real life. Like
1,000%.
We can't deny that. I feel like there's a subconscious bias or whatever it is, unconscious. I forgot what the phrasing is. Whatever the royal family wanted to say that time. You know when, like, I feel like they see a person of color,
mm-hmm.
and there's an automatic distrust. Yeah.
Mm.
Or just, I'm not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. So it's kind of like what happened with Anthony. With Anthony, okay, he was moving a little bit mad. I can't even lie. Maybe even a lot mad.
A lot.
But the fact of the matter is, traitors is not about voting out people you don't like just because you don't like them.
Mm.
But these lot decided, I don't even care if you're not a traitor. I want you gone.
Mm.
And he even had to say, like, I understand if you don't like my character, but if you vote me out, you're gonna be down, faithful.
But them lot did not care.
They did not give a damn.
They didn't care because their thinking is what Harry has manipulated people to believe is even if you're not a traitor, we want to get the bad faithfuls out.
Yeah.
When was that part of the game?
Since when? Exactly. Since when? I just don't get it. I was confused with how they reacted when it came to like people of color. Even with Jazz, Jazz is extremely intelligent. He's extremely switched on when it comes to like what's going on and, you know, how Paul is moving and also questioning stuff. He's not just taking everything for face value like everyone else. Questioning things. And then Paul said something like, oh, well, he doesn't have a following. Almost like...
It's impossible for him to
be popular. Who's going to listen to him over me?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Confident too.
Very, very
confident. It's a lot of things that play into reality. A lot of things are really present. And like, even when Ash was emotional, when did she get a bit emotional? I think she got emotional around the round table. And
it was afterwards when they betrayed her.
And the ginger, what's his name, Paul, still was ringing her name and still saying like, it's still Ash. She got emotional, and obviously we know she got emotional because she's thinking, wow, these people stab me in the back.
Mm.
When he got emotional around the round table, it's, oh, bless him, it can't be him because he just said about his mom and his wife and he wants to go home.
Yeah.
I want you lot to deep when Jazz said, I picked Paul because he said he wanted to go home. I thought that was brilliant. Because he said, Abby, you wanted to go. Here's your ticket to go.
Exactly.
But a lot, Paul did a few things that kind of set him up. So there was a time where he kept saying Zach to deflect.
Mm.
And he put Zach's name down because and but only because Zach came for him.
Yeah,
I said, why are these lot not clocking that he is putting up people's names who only came for him? Like,
yeah.
And then it's also like what Jasmine said with Paul. He's done judge on people where they think that he's so popular that he could not be a traitor. It's got to the stage where people believe if you're a traitor, if you're a nice person or if you're bubbly, you're popular. There's no way you could be a traitor, even though we're in a game where there's a chance
where someone is trying to deceive you, and you would not fit. Like, and that's why I'm like, these people. I was saying to Vic, I was like, they keep saying Anthony's changed. Anthony's changed. I was like, I would also change because you lot are dumb as hell.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie, but if you lot think I'm not likable, what makes you think I'm a traitor? Mm. If I was a traitor, why would I be so unlikable, in quotes?
Mm.
If anything, I'd be the person you like most in this house.
Honestly, it
doesn't if I was sense. A traitor.
But as they're doing that thing where it's like, get rid of the bad faithfuls. Anyways,
yeah.
The only thing that annoyed that Ash did, that I was just like, why?
Mm.
Why didn't she write Paul on her card?
I wish she did. I wish she did.
What was stopping her from doing that? And people replying to me saying, maybe the rules changed. But how come the rules didn't change for Paul, Miles, and Harry to write down Ash?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, okay, yes, she doesn't have to say parting gift. Okay, cool.
Mm.
She doesn't have to say parting gift. She doesn't even have to say what I wanted to say, back to sender. She doesn't even have to say all of that. She can just write down Paul.
Mm.
And people would have clocked. Why did she say Paul?
But I don't think they would have, Vic. I'll be honest. At first, I was like, yeah, she should have said something, but they don't want to hear it. They do not want to hear anything about Paul.
But Jazz, do you think they would have heard it if Ash didn't even give a reasoning? She just said Paul, stared at him.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'm not going to lie.
You don't deserve that money.
Yeah, I say this with all respect, yeah? But also, these lot are probably the most naive bunch of people I've seen on reality TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have an ounce of critical thinking.
Mm.
People are telling them, listen, Paul should have been eliminated, but he's still here.
Hmm.
And they're like,
so? He's so lovely.
They're like, yeah, but he's so nice. No, I know Paul isn't a traitor. That Charlotte, sorry, but she's the worst of them all.
Yeah, she's the biggest sheep in there.
Yeah, she's actually the worst faithful. She's the worst one.
Yeah, she's the biggest sheep because somebody said, oh, I'm voting for Anthony because he changed. And then Charlotte was like, I agree. Yeah. Then Diane was like, I don't really get on with Anthony, but I don't think he's a faith. And I think he's a traitor. Then this is Charlotte. I agree. I'm like, what was she?
And I swear she still voted for Anthony. Or did I make that up? I don't know. I don't know what's going on in that place. But they're not going to get the money at this rate.
Mm-mm.
But do you know what scared me?
Mm-hmm.
Harry's acting. When he backed Anthony in the thing and the way he backed him, I was like,
he's going to win.
This, yeah. I was like, this is a scary person, in fact.
But he's won. Do you know, I wouldn't even mind if Harry won because the poor guy is getting on my head top.
Yeah.
The Harry one, I can manage even.
It's so funny how Paul is triggering the nation, though. So many people are saying he's like, he reminds us of people at work. Like, Yeah. Mm-mm. Like, he's the workplace villain. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's coming triggering so many TV. People. Yeah.
So, Harry, I was, because he voted for his army person, his army solidarity brother. So I was like,
That was weird, innit?
I told Jasmine anyways, if I was in there, they would have got me out because I would have been like, Harry's a traitor because why is he voting for his friend?
Yeah, yeah. I would have said the same because I would have been like, everyone else is like not voting for people that they like, but you voted for your friend that you like.
Mm-mm.
That's not making sense to me.
And then the tears. I mean, obviously we know that he's a traitor, but the tears.
Yeah. I'll be like, this is a bit much for someone you've known for 2 days.
And then when Aaron was crying or even had a panic attack last season, nobody, they said, well, anyway, and chat. I said, hey.
Gosh. Yeah.
But the thing about Harry that I would have clocked, but I'm saying this because we know he's a trick, is that soft voice. Oh, but yeah. Nah, I would have been clocking. What's going on?
No.
Why not talking with all your might?
But I've clocked what's going on. These lot. Okay, how do I say this? I want to say this without sounding like I have a chip on my shoulder. But Paul and Harry are white men, and I feel like they already get given such a benefit of the doubt mm-hmm. when it comes to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And when, what's her name, Tracy came out, she said, and they revealed to her that Harry was one of the traitors, she said, I would have never guessed Harry because he was my surrogate son. And
where do you know him from?
Exactly. And this is the problem. Like, mm-hmm. because of, I don't know, maybe how they look, how they talk, whatever it is, they get given this sort of, oh, but they can't be because...
the baby. That's the one that's doing me with Harry. It's the baby thing.
Yeah.
You're not a baby, you're 22.
When we're all playing this game, that's what's baffling me. Like, you know the game that you're in.
Mm.
And you're not questioning everybody.
If I can't find the chalice, then my mum will find it. If mum can't find it, and everybody's saying, shut up. Because we're all doing baby, but this guy's in the army.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, it's very... I can't stand it. And even that kind of stuff in real life annoys me anyways. So I'd even put him up as a traitor because of that.
Yeah.
I don't like when people do that thing where they're like, oh, I'm the youngest in the group, I'm the babe of the group. And they keep doing that. It's like, okay, something like... We're all adults here.
It's enough.
If you were a baby, then why are you here?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I feel like the traitors might win just... because people are stubborn as hell
the other lot are too slow, and they're all like focused on their friendships. Yeah. And another thing I said to Jasmine was, I do also think that they're scared. I do think maybe some people are clocking onto Paul, maybe even Harry, but more so Paul. But they're frightened because Paul has made himself to be this I'm so popular person, but it's impossible. If he dare brings that narrative again, and nobody has clocked. Do you know, they don't even deserve the money because it's too slow, but it's how he has been able to get away with, you know, no one even questioning anything he does.
Yeah.
They had that theory that there could have been an extra traitor in the dungeons, but that theory disappeared when Paul came back.
Just and like overnight.
But it's not even just Paul that they're afraid to address. It's also like Andrew. You know, it was only Jazz that said, oh, yeah, I think it's Andrew. And a few people said it afterwards. But it's like people are scared to address people because I don't know if they're scared that, oh, it might crack our friendship group. It might do this. It might do that. It's like, I feel like I tweeted last year, if I want to end the traitors with my mum, I'm voting my mum.
Yeah. It's very much a pack mentality in there. I can't lie. Mm. Like, no one seems to be thinking outside of, like, I don't even want to say the box because, yeah, like, it's only Jazz. Jazz is the only person that's, like, really trying to think, but he's also being pressured. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's also being pressured into voting for people that he probably knows these are faithfuls, but he doesn't want to vote for anyone else yet because he's waiting for everyone else to clock on.
And they're not going to clock. And the Jazz thing is really irritating me. The Jazz thing is irritating me because it's when Paul was like, well, he doesn't have a following. And then sitting him down and being like, what was that in there? You must not vote me as a traitor again. If you vote me for me a traitor again, I want you to think that I'm a faithful. Like, what are pushing him? If he wants to believe that you are a donkey, that's his right. You can't come and force someone to believe that you're a faithful when you're... Even if he was a faithful, you can't pressure someone like that. Like, the way you're looking at him in the eyes, there's no way.
No.
Huh?
Yeah, it was so wrong.
That was weird.
So wrong.
And then it was even the fact that he dropped in that, oh yeah, because you told two things. It was a Tracy thing and it was the Harry thing. So the Harry thing when he said to Jazz, oh yeah, because you told Harry that you think it's me.
Yeah.
And Jazz was like, why would Harry tell you this? And why wouldn't you tell the people at the round table that?
Exactly. Why would you lie? Like, that would be the main thing. I'll be like, why did you lie and say it was Tracy that told you?
So like, the Tracy thing.
That should be ringing alarm bells. Like, how convenient that Tracy
has gone.
No one is saying anything.
Why did he pick the person that went? But then I don't know if he, when he was talking about Tracy, if he was referring to the Harry thing or if he was referring to something else. But well, even so, that Tracy thing made me feel so uncomfortable because I think, how convenient. The person that has left yesterday.
Because what he said at the table is, yeah, to be fair, it could be something else. But he said at the round table, I am voting for you, Jazz, because we had a conversation where we cleared the air. And then you went behind my back and lied about me, or you lied to me, but you were saying something else to someone else. And Jazz was like, who was that then? He was like, Tracy told me.
Tracy doesn't have my back in her now.
Yeah.
I said,
exactly.
And also, Jazz, you too. Tell him. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't owe you. No, because now it's become, we're friends. It's a friends game. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I said to your face that I thought you were faithful. And then the next day I thought you was a traitor because you're a traitor. Yeah. I don't want to say it to your face because you're scary.
Yeah. It's almost like you would have to put a caveat in there in this game. Like, you would have to actually say, guys, I'm sorry, even if you're my friends, I might vote for you. You shouldn't even have to say that. But it's almost like they're trying to turn this season of the traitors into let's all be friends.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And also Harry, the only thing I think is going to get Harry out is Paul.
Yeah, Paul set him up.
Because why the hell, when Harry had that information about Jazz, you tucked that into your shokoto, into your trouser. And you said, I'm keeping this. You witnessed Paul get rid of Ash.
Mm-hmm.
But you think that he's doing it because, he's my bro.
Yeah.
It's a boy's thing.
I genuinely feel...
You're not sharing that money.
Yeah, yeah. I genuinely feel like Harry thinks, me and Paul are going to make it to the end. Because the way they set Miles up as well to give the chalice. I was like, hold on. So, Harry, your job is basically to just get the cup, which should be quite easy. Paul said he's going to talk. He's going to have a chat with people to distract them. The easiest job, the least suspicious job as well. But Miles is the one that has to go and actually give the poison chalice. I was like, these lot are not good people.
Mm-mm.
And even Miles was like, I don't think I can do this because I forgot what he said. But they were like, no, but you know, you've been given the alcohol or whatever.
Miles is, sorry, not too bright. Because he even said, yeah, I've been doing it all night. I've been giving out drinks all night, so they may not suspect me. And I said, okay, yeah, sure did.
I'll be like, I'm so sorry, but yeah, let me stay with them. Let me talk to them. I'll distract them. I'll play games with them.
And the other thing, when they set Miles up, so they were playing a challenge and Miles wasn't involved too tough. And then Paul and Harry were saying he wasn't even a good team player. He wasn't helping, proper slagging him off. But when you're talking about team players, how comes Ash wasn't a team player? She wasn't on your team anymore or what?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, these lot, you're right. The fact that Harry thinks that it's going to be him and Paul at the end, Paul is not sharing that money. He's not sharing that money with you.
He's not. But I'm praying that this is the week he gets caught. I don't have much faith because they're not turning it on. They're not turning it on upstairs. But I feel like that he's doing a lot. Like
Paul's doing a lot.
Yeah, like the conversation he had with Jazz, I'm hoping that that's his undoing because obviously at the banishment table, he said Tracy. He told Jazz it's Harry. And then Jazz is going to be like, but why would Harry? And I think even when he had that conversation with Harry, it was very, very, I could be making this up because obviously we don't know for sure, but it seemed to be like one of the last conversations of the night. So I feel like Jazz is probably going to question, when did Harry have time to tell Paul that? So I don't know. I'm hoping, I'm praying that you know, he'll get caught somehow. But I don't know.
I think Miles is next to go, because I don't think Diane drank from the chalice. And I also think she's going to say, why was Miles forcing me? Maybe she might not even link it. If Claudia says someone tried to poison somebody with a chalice cup.
Yeah, do you think they're going to tell them that it was the chalice?
I don't know. I do not know.
Yeah. They might just say someone was murdered in plain sight. And then they might put the things together like, oh yeah, Miles gave me something. Maybe they might just tell them that someone got murdered in plain sight. And then they'll have to try and figure it out themselves. But boy. They were all acting suspicious, I'm not going to lie. I was like, all three of them are going to get bagged at this point, because they were acting so weird, don't you think? Or was it just because I knew what they were up to? You know, like how they all went outside and were congregating.
Yeah, it was too bait, yeah.
And then they all went into the library. I was like, nah, you lot are crazy as hell. But yeah, we'll see.
The thing is, yeah, it's like, the way Paul is playing this game is like irritating me, because it's like he's playing it quite evil, in an evil way. I can't even rate it. Like, it's just like, I think the point was that I'm not feeling this brother at all. The way he spoke to Jazz. But no one's checking for it. No one's calling out, because it's like, it's the game. People just say, oh yeah, it's the game, it's whatever, it's the game.
Yeah.
I promise you, if I was in there, they would have gotten rid of me, because I would be like, it's Paul, because the way he spoke to me, he basically forced me into saying that he's a faithful.
Yeah. Yeah.
But people were like, oh no, he was just, you know, he's just very animated, you know what people like. I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually don't. And you know what? When Jazz told us that his dad cheated, that will do it, because now he does not, he's like, I don't trust any one of you. I don't know you not from Adam.
Yeah.
And then you have somebody else saying, oh, my surrogate son.
Exactly. And that's when I was like, yeah, these lot are finished. They're finished. They're very finished.
I at least hope Jazz wins some money in like one of those games. You know how Maddie won like $3,000, I think she did, in one of those side games. So I hope he wins that, because at this point, I definitely think Paul's going to win. I think Miles is going home next week. Even if it's not through Diane, I think Paul and Harry are going to
set him up. Yeah, they're going to set him up.
They're going to start sprinkling a few things. No one's listening. I don't think people are going to listen to Jazz, because even when he told that Jasmine girl, she was just like, oh, okay, yeah. I don't think people are going to listen. And then who next would they get out? I think maybe they're going to try and push out Zach.
Yeah.
But not in an obvious way, because I think it's already been done. So, like, everyone already suspects him, because he had been putting a lot of theories out. He's like me. I would put a theory out just because I'm uneasy with it. Instead of the rest of them who just sit there easy and just, they have no theories and just like, oh, you know, we're all in this together. It's like, no, we're not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But this is why I say, yeah, like, please watch the Australian one.
Yeah, I'm going to do that today.
Because there's a lot of themes and stuff that happen, and you'll see, like, the way they behave, like, they're at least switched on a bit. But these lot in this season, I don't know what's going on.
Do you know what else would have made me say? The thing is, Jasmine, they definitely would have got rid of me ASAP. They might have even turned me into an Anthony. So when Diane said yes, when they got a faithful, I would still be holding on to that.
Yeah. As you should. These lot, they don't care about, like, they're not caring about the game at all. Mm-mm. They're just caring about, who do I want to spend more time with in here?
Wow.
Like, who do I like? Oh, because I like this person, I'm not going to vote for them. I'm going to keep them in. Or because I don't like this person, I don't want them to touch this money, so I'm going to vote them out.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think it's just a case of, because I'm not really a fan of you, I don't want you to win any money. So I'm just going to get rid
of you. And do you know what? I really think the traitors may win this time, because as a lot of people are saying on Twitter, the only reason why them lot won last year, it wasn't even just the parting gift thing that Donnie said.
Yeah.
I mean, that defo trickled it, yeah. That defo triggered it, sorry. But apparently that was against the contract and he shouldn't have said that. And like, they've been told this year, apparently, not to say that kind of stuff again.
Yeah.
Cool. So there's no help for these dummies.
There's no help.
That's what you're telling me. Cool. It wasn't, because I had to watch it back. It wasn't even that, you know, because you know, after that, they still said, what does that mean? And then Wolf actually convinced them that he's just being evil. He's just being, you know.
Yeah.
And you know he got away with it.
Yeah, he did.
Until
someone lost his head.
So yeah, someone brought it up again or said, oh, are we all Defo faithfuls in here? And he was like, what are you talking about? Why are you suspecting me? I swear on my mom's life. I swear on this person's life. So if you don't believe me, I'm not talking to you lot ever again.
Yeah.
That's when his bestie,
yeah,
Hannah, I think her name was, because she never suspected him.
Yeah.
That's when she said.
Yeah.
In fact, she didn't even say anything. It wasn't until they got to the fire thingy.
Yeah.
They put the fire in the pit and hers went red. She was the only one. And she said,
yeah, it's because you said that. Yeah.
It's because you gave me an ultimatum. What kind of ultimatum is that?
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't think these lot are getting, these lot will, and they don't deserve the money. I'm sorry to say.
No, they don't. With how they're being right now, they don't deserve the money. No. They don't. The only one I can probably allow is maybe, of course, Jazz, but maybe Diane, because Diane doesn't seem to have any like biases. She doesn't seem to, she seems to be open-minded. She hasn't directly said Paul's not, like, just dismissed people that have brought up Paul's name. She hasn't dismissed it. She hasn't seemed to commit to anyone yet. So I feel like she could still actually actively listen. But I feel like everyone else is just blind or deaf to Paul. And yeah, I don't know how they're going to win at this point. And of course, they're going to keep those people that back them up in this place.
Yeah, definitely.
So Paul will get further than he probably should have. If he was in a house full of other people, there's no way he wouldn't have at least had a few votes by now. But
also for me, Jasmine, it was the breakdown. Nobody has broken down Alice, but it's only you that's going to break down Alice because we said you're a traitor once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going home. You're going home. And another thing, what I think they're going to do, and it's going to pain me. Oh, I might collapse. I really pray they don't do this. I think that they're going to get Jazz as a traitor.
Yeah, I hope they don't. I'm scared they're even going to murder him.
Yeah, well, that's what they'll do. They'll get him as a traitor, then get rid of him. but my worry is they get him as a traitor because it puts Jazz in such an awkward position because he's already been ringing off this narrative that it's Paul. Can he say it's Paul again? Because when Claudia comes back in the room and says, hey, someone's been made a traitor, Jazz is never saying it's Paul again.
Yeah.
To be fair, them lot are slow, so they'll never even clock. So let me not even waste my breath.
Yeah. And to be fair, I think, well, what I hope if that happens, I feel like Jazz will still have that sort of annoyance that Paul tried to manipulate him like that. So he might still plant seeds about Paul to get him out. Or be like,
if he played it smart.
Yeah, if he plays it smart. We'll see. I don't know. But if that was me and I was recruited as a traitor late, I think I might even tell him straight. I'll be like, I'm not going to lie. I've been saying your name this whole time. I can't stop.
I'm going to continue.
Yeah, I can't stop now. Obviously, I'll throw other names in there to disguise it, but I have to still say your name. I'll have to be honest. Because then next thing you know, you're going to use it against me and be like, oh, how come he keeps changing his mind on who he thinks it is now? No, I know how these people work. Sorry.
Okay, so we think Miles will be next to get out. Then Zach, who else after that?
I think they're going to get rid of...
I think Andrew, you know.
Well, I don't know. Do you know what they do? This is if they play it properly anyway, but they like to keep people that already have suspicions on them already so that they can get banished. So I think what they'll do is they'll keep going for the people that aren't really... I wouldn't say loud voices, but you know, people that are kind of in the middle, like one of them blonde ladies. I don't know what their names are. So sorry.
Oh my God. The one that keeps shouting for Bristol.
Yeah. One of them women might be next. Jazz, I feel like they really want to get rid of Jazz. So
it's too bait.
Yeah. It's too bait for them right now. But I think if Jazz stops saying Paul's name at this point, I think that's when he's the most vulnerable.
Hey.
Because obviously if he says, oh, I think it's Andrew, and then they might feel like, okay, now we can vote for him to come out because
they're not put
they won't put two and two together. So I don't know. But yeah, I can't wait. This wait until Wednesday stuff, it hurts.
Nasty, BBC. Nasty. Very nasty of you. Yeah. Very, very nasty. Okay, we've got our dilemma. Mm-hmm. How to take pressure off myself from doing something massive for my 25th, like a party or a trip? I honestly don't think I know enough people to do a big party, but don't want to regret not doing anything special. Oh, we had quite a similar question like this before, but do whatever you want to do, honestly. And it doesn't have to be a massive party. Like, yeah. I think narrow it down by being like, okay, what do I actually want to do? Do I want to go brunch? Do I want to have a dinner? Do I want to have a games night? Do I want to have a party that turns into a dinner, like dancing afterwards? Or do I want to have a big, big party? And then with the big, big party, if you're like, oh, I don't know anyone, I don't know enough people, go on Excel and write down every single person's name you know in life.
Because
some people just like to go out.
Yeah. And like the amount of like 30ths and stuff that I've been invited to. And I'm like, I'm not. Like, you know, when sometimes you know when you're being invited for numbers, innit? And that's not a problem.
That's not a bad thing.
That's not a problem.
Not always.
Yeah, not always. But what I would say is, yeah, there's alternatives. Like, you don't have to get like a massive, you know, 100-person venue. Mm. Some restaurants even like do private rooms, like private bookings. So like you can have like a small dinner and like have your own private room with a DJ, stuff like that. Like, there's definitely options. Obviously, I'm not sure if you're London-based, but I know there's a few ones in London. And yeah, I think if you do want to go away, then maybe, I mean, I don't know if you got your money up like that, but, you know, if you wanted to invite a couple friends and, like, you was willing to, like, let's say you had a budget of, like, $2,000 or something for your birthday, if you're willing to, like, subsidize like a few friends come in, like maybe you pay for accommodation, they just book flights and stuff like that, you can still go away, like and also there's no pressure to do anything at all.
Yeah, don't feel the pressure.
Like you know, God willing, you're gonna have many more birthdays. Like there's always gonna be more time to do things, so don't feel like doing something just for doing something's sake.
Yeah,
like, if you definitely want to do something, then 100% do it. Don't get put off, because there's always alternatives. Genuinely, there really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no pressure either way.
Yeah, no pressure, man. Don't feel like, oh, I've got to do, because I know people are doing things. God yeah, damn it, are. People are doing things, but don't think, oh, if you're not doing that, that means your birthday's like rubbish. Doesn't mean that. And if you want to do the doing things, and you want to blow all your money and, you know, do it, man. If it makes you happy, if it makes you happy, not for what other people
yeah,
think. People are only going to care for 5 seconds, maybe two.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with what's wrong with me? Sorry, my brain. Catch that Black Girls Living on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. My account is Jazz_BW on Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm on Vixenusi on Instagram. All right, bye guys.
Have a lovely week. Bye.
Have a blessed week. Bye.